Section A. Chapter 3. Intermediate Licenses for Driver Under 18, Graduated License Procedures. Drivers under 18 years old are required to go through graduated steps of driving experience to gain full, unrestricted driver license status. Parents and teen drivers are encouraged to listen Chapter C4 titled Helping Teens and New Drivers Learn to Drive in Section C of this manual. The graduated driver license steps are designed to incrementally teach young drivers how to drive by requiring minimum levels of driving experience and a safe driving history record before allowing teenage drivers to receive a full-fledged Class D driver license. Motor vehicle crashes are the major cause of death for young people between the ages of 15 and 20. By requiring more supervised practice, the state of Tennessee hopes to save lives and prevent tragic injuries. There are four steps to becoming a full, unrestricted driver license holder. 1. Learner Permit. 2. Intermediate Restricted License. 3. Intermediate Unrestricted License. 4. Regular Driver License. The above four steps are part of the graduated driver license program. A license issued under the first three steps will have GDL printed in the bottom left corner. See page 15 for pictures of graduated licenses. Learner Permit. You must be 15 years old and pass the standard written exams and vision screening. You must hold a learner permit for 180 days in order to move to the intermediate restricted license step. You may drive a car only when accompanied by a licensed driver 21 years or older who is riding in the front seat of the vehicle. You may not drive between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. Driver and passengers must wear a safety belt. Intermediate License. There are two intermediate license levels for drivers under 18 years of age. The first level is the Intermediate Restricted License and the second level is the Intermediate Unrestricted License. First Level, Intermediate Restricted License. You must be 16 years old and pass the driving skills test, also known as the road test. You must have held a learner permit for 180 days. You cannot have tickets for driving offenses that add up to more than 6 points on your driving record during the immediate 180 days preceding your application. You must have verification from a parent, legal guardian or licensed driving instructor stating you have 50 hours, 10 hours at night, of driving experience. Certification of driving experience must be made on the official form, SF-1256, provided by the Department of Safety. This form is available at all driver license service centers or may be downloaded from our website at http://www.tn.gov/safety/forms/index.shtml. This form must be signed by either a parent, legal guardian or licensed driving instructor. Driver and passengers must wear a safety belt. Second level, Intermediate Unrestricted License. To move from the intermediate restricted to the unrestricted license, you must be 17 years old and meet the following conditions. You must have held an intermediate restricted license for 1 year. You cannot have accumulated more than 6 points on your driving record. You cannot have had a traffic accident that was your fault. You cannot have 2 safety belt violations. Driver and passengers must wear a safety belt. No additional tests are required. Final level, regular driver license. You may obtain a Class D regular driver license when you are 18 years of age, or when you graduate from high school or receive a GED, whichever is sooner. The word intermediate will be removed from your license when you move to the regular driver license. However, the license will still include the under 21 indicators. New residents under 18. If you are 15 years old and have a valid permit from the state you previously lived in, you will only qualify for issuance of a Tennessee learner permit. You must hold a valid permit for a total of 180 days and turn 16 years old before being eligible for the intermediate restricted license Class D. The length of time that you held the permit in your previous state may be included in the 180-day period as long as you can provide a certified driving record from your previous state. The certified driving record must be issued within the 30 days immediately preceding the date of the Tennessee application. Effective July 1, 2018, all licenses issued to persons under 21 years of age are in a vertical format. This certified driving record must show no violations or accidents on the record. If there are any violations on the previous state record, you will be required to retain the Tennessee Learner Permit until your driving record can be reviewed by the Department of Safety and Homeland Security's Driver Improvement Section to see if the record complies with Tennessee's less than 6 points requirement. If the applicant is 16 years old and holds a valid license, regular, provisional, probationary, graduated, etc., from a previous state, issued at least 90 days before applying for a Tennessee license, the application will be for an intermediate restricted license. If the applicant had an out-of-state license for less than 90 days, an intermediate restricted license can only be issued if a clear driving record from the previous state is provided. The driving record must confirm 1. That a valid learner permit and/or license class has been held for a combined period of at least 180 days. For example, Georgia permit held for 120 days plus Georgia license held for 60 days equals 180 days total, and 2. That there are no violations or accidents on the driving record. If there are any violations on the record, a learner permit only may be issued until the previous state record can be reviewed and evaluated by the Department of Safety's Driver Improvement Section. It must comply with Tennessee's less than 6 points requirement. Regardless of the length of time a license is held in the previous state, a Tennessee Intermediate Restricted License must be held for 1 year before qualifying for the Intermediate Unrestricted License. Upon graduating from high school or after receiving a GED before age 18, a regular Class D operator's license may be issued as described in Section A1 of this manual. Restriction cards for learner permit and intermediate license holders. A driver with a learner permit will be given a restriction card to carry along with the permit that explains the restrictions of driving with the permit. The restriction card also explains the requirements for advancing to the intermediate restricted level of the Class D license. Both levels of the intermediate license, restricted and unrestricted, show the license class as Class D and have the words Intermediate Driver License displayed in the yellow header bar on the front of the license. A driver with the first level Intermediate Restricted, IR, Class D will be given a restriction card to carry along with the license that explains the restrictions of driving with the IR. The restriction card also explains the requirements for advancing to the intermediate unrestricted level of the Class D license. A driver with the second level intermediate unrestricted, IU, Class D does not have any restrictions on driving. Therefore, there is no restriction card for this license level. Additional documentation requirements for minors. In addition to the documentation requirements described in Chapter 2, proof of identity, TN residency, social security number and U.S. citizenship, lawful permanent resident, all applicants under the age of 18 must also meet the requirements described in this section. Minor, teenage affidavits. Applicants under 18 years old must have an adult sign a minor, teenage affidavit and cancellation form, available at all driver license service centers. This form confirms that the adult signing the form joins in the application for the license and will be responsible for the actions of the minor driver. This includes assuming financial responsibility for the minor driver. It must be signed by a parent, foster parent, or step-parent living at the same address as the applicant, legal guardian, or a grandparent authorized by the parent, step-parent, or guardian. If adults cannot accompany the minor to the driver license service center to sign the form, it may be completed ahead of time and signed before a notary public. If a grandparent is assuming financial responsibility for the youth, the grandparent must bring a notarized statement authorizing this, signed by the parent, a step-parent, custodian or guardian, as appropriate. If a minor applies for an additional class of license, such as motorcycle, the parents or legal guardian will be required to sign a second teenage affidavit for that license type. The statement is not required to be on a Department of Safety form. Proof of school attendance, progress. Applicants under the age of 18 must prove they are either enrolled in or have already graduated from high school. Acceptable proof of this status must be provided to the examiner in one of the following methods. 1. If the applicant has graduated, the applicant must bring the original high school diploma or GED certificate when applying, no photocopies. 2. If still enrolled in a Tennessee school, the applicant must ask the school to complete a certificate of compulsory school attendance, Form SF-1010. The applicant must take the original, completed form to the driver service center. This form is only valid for 30 days from the date of signing by the school official. Note: during the traditional summer vacation months, a properly completed SF-1010 form signed within the last 30 days of the school year will be accepted throughout the summer until 30 days after the start of the following school year. For example, a form signed in May is accepted through August, Sept, approximately. 3. If the applicant is enrolled in school outside of Tennessee, or in an approved private or church school in Tennessee without access to the SF-1010 forms, the applicant must provide a statement from the school principal or headmaster on official school letterhead specifically confirming that the applicant is not truant and is making satisfactory progress in their school. Copies and faxes cannot be accepted. Important: grade cards or school transcripts are not acceptable as proof of compliance with this law. Due to the various grading scales, evaluation of excused, unexcused absences and other factors that differ from school system to school system, the driver license personnel are not authorized to interpret the information in these documents. It is the responsibility of the school system or Department of Education to confirm the applicant's eligibility. It is the responsibility of the applicant to provide satisfactory documentation of this requirement. 4. Home-schooled applicants must provide the following documentation: a letter from the local director of schools in the district of the applicant's legal residence confirming the district received the proper annual notice of intent to homeschool. Verification of homeschool enrollment, Department of Safety Form SF-1193, signed and completed by the parent or legal guardian of the applicant affirming the attendance and satisfactory progress of the applicant in the homeschool courses. If a student 15 years old or older drops out of school, the school is required to notify the Department of Safety, which suspends the student's driving privileges. The first time a student drops out, he or she may regain the privilege to drive by returning to school and making satisfactory academic progress. However, there is no second chance. The second time a student drops out, he or she must wait to turn 18 years old before being eligible to apply for a license again. If a person who dropped out returns to school, the appropriate school official can certify the student has returned by completing a different section of the Certificate of Compulsory School Attendance. The official will give the student a pink copy of the form to take with them to a driver license service center. The student will be required to pay a $20 reinstatement fee, in addition to the appropriate application and license fees. Other fees may be added as well, depending on the individual's history. Important information for teens and parents: novice teen drivers at higher risk. Car crashes are the number one killer of teenagers in America. 7,177 teens died in 2015. Inexperience, risk-taking and driver distractions are some reasons why. Loud music, changing discs and tapes as well as tuning the radio are also potentially deadly distractions when behind the wheel. And when a teen driver has friends in the car, the risk is even higher. The more passengers, the greater the chance of a serious crash. Here are common teen driver distractions that can be deadly. Friends in other vehicles. Don't let saying hi or other fun and games take your attention off the road. Never try to pass items from one moving vehicle to another. Loud music or headphones. Hearing what's going on around you is just as important as seeing. It is extremely dangerous to wear headphones or earbuds and have the volume of your radio so high that it interferes with your hearing of traffic conditions, such as other vehicles' warning horns or emergency sirens. In most states, it is illegal to wear headphones and earbuds while driving. The show-off factor. It may be tempting to go faster, turn sharper, or beat another car through an intersection. Many teens fail to realize that they are no longer just competing for fun and are now using a 5,000-pound weapon in this competition. Keep focused on driving in order to stay safe and stay alive. Texting while driving is prohibited. As of July 1, 2009, Texting while driving is also prohibited for teenage drivers as well as adult drivers. This includes a handheld telephone or handheld personal digital assistant to transmit or read a written message while the driver's motor vehicle is in motion. Violations can result in a fine not to exceed $50 and court costs not to exceed $10. Teen driving in work zones. Every 3 days, a teen is killed and 7 are injured in a work zone crash in this country, according to NETS, the Network of Employers for Traffic Safety. This could be you and your driver, if you drive carelessly through a roadway work zone. They are considered the most hazardous place for workers in the U.S., but they can be even more dangerous for drivers, particularly young, inexperienced ones. Statistics show that drivers comprise 4 out of 5 deaths in highway work zones. Teen drivers have higher rates of fatal crash involvement than any other age group. Studies show young drivers are more likely to become involved in work zone accidents than others, as they are more likely to engage in risk-taking behavior, exercise negative driving habits, are easily distracted while driving, and lack the basic driving skills needed to respond quickly to work zone demands. When it comes to driving, there is no such thing as beginner's luck. Some work zone safety tips. Slow down. Drive within the posted speed limits, which are usually reduced in work zones. If you don't, you'll pay the price. The Tennessee Highway Patrol's program Project CAR, Construction Accident Reduction, places highway patrol troopers in work zones across the state targeting motorists who violate traffic laws while traveling through roadway work zones when workers a represent. Don't tailgate. Most work zone accidents are caused by rear-end collisions. Eliminate distractions. Put down the cell phone. Leave the radio dial alone. This is not the time to look for a new CD. Keep your ears open. Do not wear earphones or earbuds while driving. Merge early. You can be ticketed and be the cause of an accident for being a last-chance merger. Watch for flaggers. Follow their signals, and don't change lanes within the work zone unless instructed to do so. Expect the unexpected. Work zones change constantly. Turn your lights on before you enter the zone. Turn on your vehicle's headlights to become more visible to workers and other motorists. Stay calm. Remember, the work zone crew members are working to improve your future ride. Teen driver FAQs. 1. What is the graduated driver license law? The graduated driver licensing system places certain restrictions on teens under the age of 18 who have a learner permit and driver license. 2. What are the restrictions for those with learner permits? Anyone under the age of 18 who has a learner permit is prohibited from driving between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. When driving, permit holders must have a licensed driver age 21 or older in the vehicle with them in the front seat. 3. How long must I have a learner permit before applying for an intermediate restricted license? Anyone under the age of 18 must have their learner permit for a minimum of 6 months before applying for an intermediate restricted license. The minimum age for applying for an intermediate restricted license is 16. If someone with a learner permit has driving offenses adding up to 6 or more points on their driving record during the 180 days before applying for the intermediate restricted license, the applicant has to continue to hold the learner permit until his, her record has less than 6 points for a full 180 consecutive days. After the record is clear for 180 consecutive days, for example, less than 6 points, the driver may move to the next level, an intermediate restricted license. 4. What are the restrictions for an intermediate restricted license? A. Those with an intermediate license can only have one other passenger in the vehicle. Unless one or more of the passengers is age 21 or older and has a valid, unrestricted license, or the passengers are brothers and sisters, stepbrothers or stepsisters, adopted or fostered children residing in the same house as the driver and the intermediate license holder has in their possession a letter from the driver's parent authorizing passengers to be in the motor vehicle for the sole purpose of going to and from school. B. Those with an intermediate restricted license are prohibited from driving between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. unless they meet one of the following circumstances. They are accompanied by a parent or guardian. They are accompanied by a licensed driver 21 or older who has been designated by the parent or guardian. This designation must be in writing and be in the possession of the teen driver. They are driving to or from a specifically identified school-sponsored activity or event and have in their possession written permission from a parent or guardian to do this. They are driving to or from work and have in their possession written permission from a parent or guardian identifying the place of employment and authorizing the driver to go to and from work, or they are driving to or from hunting or fishing between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. and have in their possession a valid hunting or fishing license. 5. What would happen to an intermediate restricted license holder caught with a forged or fake letter regarding permission to drive outside of the allowed hours? A driver with an intermediate restricted license who is convicted of having a forged or fraudulent letter or statement will have his, her intermediate restricted license revoked and will only be reissued a learner permit until he, she reaches the age of 18. 6. How long must an intermediate restricted license be held? Teens must hold their intermediate restricted license for a minimum of 1 year. After 1 year, an unrestricted intermediate license may be applied for. There is a $2 application fee. The word intermediate will still be on the license, but the restrictions will be lifted. Important. A teen driver will be ineligible for an unrestricted intermediate license for additional 90 days beyond the minimum 1 year if 1. The driver has received 6 or more points, the equivalent of 2 minor traffic citations, on their intermediate restricted license, or 2. The driver has contributed to a traffic crash, or 3. The driver has been convicted of a second seatbelt violation. Also, if the teen driver gets a second moving violation while holding the intermediate restricted driver license, an approved driver education class must be completed before receiving an intermediate unrestricted driver license. Note: at age 18, a driver can apply for a regular unrestricted license without the word intermediate printed on it. There is an $8 duplicate fee unless the driver chooses to keep the license with the word intermediate on it until that license is at the end of its 5-year renewal cycle. 7. Are there any teens not required to complete the steps in the graduated driver license program? The graduated driver license requirements do not apply to anyone age 18 and older or anyone under the age of 18 who has graduated high school or received their GED. If you are 16 years of age, you may also obtain a Class D regular driver license if you are emancipated by active duty military service, marriage, or court order. Effective July 1, 2018, all licenses issued to persons under 21 years of age are in a vertical format.